the Nationwide branch in Bristol. If you can explain quickly what you're doing here, please, Tony.
No, I think they've been an England sponsor for a great many years now, and I'm only too happy to help them out when they want me to come along and promote their brand. And yeah, I think they're fantastic. It's worked well for the FA and the England team, and it's worked well for Nationwide. They're a great sponsor. It's red and white everywhere today.
It's everywhere. Well, obviously, starting off with England, the big news in terms of England over the last couple of days has been the injury to David Beckham, which appears to have ruled him out of the World Cup. Terrible news for him, obviously. Is it terrible news for England as well?
I think he could have been of use, absolutely. David's had a fantastic career. Second best England captain of all time. Bobby Moore was the other one, obviously. But he's had a fantastic career, and I'm sad. I don't know the extent of the damage, or you know, I've actually ruptured my Achilles, and I partially ruptured it at first, and then fully ruptured it, and it's a horrific injury. It's one of my worst operations. In fact, it's not pleasant at all. So that's very sad, and like I said, I don't know the extent of it. And David would have been big use, I think. His experience at South Africa, he's been there, seen it, done it, and. To tell the other lads he's going to be missed.
And I mean, there's talk, obviously, of him maybe going with the England squad still, and possibly an ambassadorial role. Would you? I mean, your former Arsenal and England colleague Ian Wright this morning said it would be a good idea for Capello to take him. Would you go along with that?
Yeah, I think me and Wright are coming as well. We'll carry his bags, not a problem. If the manager thinks that David could be. A benefit to the country and winning the trophy, then absolutely, yeah. You take David along, you take anybody that he thinks he can help.
Do you not think it would be a bit of a distraction to have such a high-profile figure sort of around the
depends what you're going to get him to do, to be honest. And with David, want to do it anyway, to be honest. You know, you could be so frustrated and disappointed that you're not out there playing that it'd be a disservice to actually take him along, or you might not feel that you want to go, and you know, you support him from afar and stuff, you know. I don't expect him to be in the supporters in the stadium, but if he thinks that from off the pitch around the dressing room, I don't know, around the squad is beneficial, then great. But that's the manager's job at the end, and David's job, to be honest. If David says no, I don't fancy it, I want to stay away from the event, then if he wants to come, then that's great as well.
And I mean, obviously you were a captain, a leader, very motivational person. Would you have been able to do something like this if you had been injured? Do you think you would have been able to say yes if you were in Beckham's shoes?
That's a tough call. If the England manager had wanted me to come along to actually help the guys, share my experiences about major tournaments, then I would be there like a shot. I'd put my feelings maybe to one side, and but it'd be very difficult if the manager. It's all hypothetical because he's not asking me, but you know, I would obviously have been very disappointed that I'm not out there helping the guys on the pitch. But like I say, if the manager wanted me there, then I'd be there like a shot.
And last one on Beckham, he's I think 35 in May. You retired when you were 36. Can you see him
35.
Getting? You're 35. It was 2002 anyway. Can you see him getting back to the level required to play for England again?
No, you know, of late he's only he's been a fringe player, and he's not been a regular starter for the national team. And his days were. You know, the end is near, as they say. I took that decision in 2000. I retired from international football to try to play for my club a little bit more because I couldn't combine both, which was very sad. I thought to go every September, October, and play for my country would have hindered the last couple of years of my playing career at Arsenal. So I took the decision to retire from international football then. And it did. It helped me play for a couple of more years. And fortunate enough, we won the double in my last season, and I called it a day. So I did everything that I wanted to do in that time. I'd been to a World Cup. I'd been to the European Championship. So David's got to make the call. I've seen people stop too soon, and I've seen people go on too long. for me, I felt the time was right, and David's got to come to that decision himself.
And potentially looking at the England team with Aaron Lennon injured as well, an area where England sort of formerly seemed very well stocked was the right wing, and now with Lennon out for possibly the foreseeable future, Beckham likely to miss the World Cup, maybe hopes rely on Arsenal's Theo Walcott once again.
There's no reason. Theo's a charming young man and fantastic player, very quick, could be running into form just in time, so I wouldn't have no apprehension about playing Theo. There's other people. It depends on the shape of your team, really, and how you're going to play. At the moment, he's looking like a 4-4-2. You've got Wright Phillips maybe on that side. You've also got Joe Coe, who I think is an exceptional player. I was very lucky to... He was just coming into the national team when I was just finishing, and he's a really exceptional player. He really is a good footballer. He's probably an Arsenal player in the wrong shirt. Super talent.
Well, you say that, but Joe Cole's contract's up at the end of the season. Do you think he'd be a good fit?
I think Arsenal's got too many of that kind of type. You know, the Arsh Evans and your Rissikis, and you know, you've got so many Nasris. I think they're very similar, ball playing, open up doors, and making the difference. And that's what Joe can do. So I don't foresee him maybe coming to one side of North London for sure. Anyway.
Fair enough. And obviously you were a centre-back for England on many occasions. What do you make of the potential issues there at centre-back? John Terry has been stripped of the armband. Rio Ferdinand has been struggling for fitness, certainly, throughout the season. Do you see that now as a worry going into the World Cup?
No, I think they're... oh, shit, that's unprofessional, isn't it? Sorry.